Hello and welcome to another episode of the We Have a Meeting podcast. So today you are in for a treat because I've got somebody incredible for you to meet, a poet, and he didn't know it. So today's guest is an employee of We Have a Meeting, a team member, a great person, and just somebody that's wonderful to be around. So our employee and team member, Rosie Lyons, is joining us on the podcast today. Rosie, how are you?
Hello, I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. I've not seen you in a good few minutes, so there's a lot to catch up on.
It's been a while. It's been a while. So Rosie, you've been with the business now for coming up to 2 years. I met you at a friend's 30th boyfriend because your partner's old boss is mine and Zach's best friend, and we met on a drunken night out. And I said, "Why don't you come and work for us?" And you said, "Yeah, go on then. Why not?" And you've trusted us this far, and you've smashed it. You've been a top performer on a variety of clients from enterprise to SaaS tech. You are incredible at all things you do. So I'm going to hit you with the question, Rosie. Who are you, and what problem do you solve?
Well, first off, I feel blessed to be asked that because I've been editing the podcast for quite some time now, and I know that's your favorite first question to ask. So, Rosie Lyons, been here for nearly 2 years, and yeah, I guess the problem we solve is all as a collective, really, as a business. We help people with new business, getting in front of more people, the right types of people who struggle to do it themselves for some reason. But I don't know if you'd agree, Jack, but obviously the company's out of its infancy now. There's a lot changing. It feels like, there's some magic in the air, and we're all going down our different paths. I guess there's a good three or four of us in the company now that have been here for nearly 2 years. And yeah, I think at the time is, we're kind of changing the times and we're going down our own different paths. So, it's all exciting, and thank you for having me.
No worries. So yeah, you kind of alluded to it there. You've all got amazing different skill sets. You're great at being new business, being on the phones. I remember you when you first started, and you'd never worked in sales or cold calling before, and you've absolutely smashed it. So it's now a point of how do we utilize that skill set? I think one of the things that we're trying to do as we have a meeting is it's all about getting you in front of your ideal customers. Now, our preferred method is picking up the phone directly and speaking to them. But there are other methods that you're going to talk about, Rosie, and they don't include email marketing just yet. But what are some of the other methods that we could do to get people in front of their ideal customers?
Well, yes, email marketing is one of them. And I feel like that's a whole kind of moldy worms, I want to say. But I guess we've seen it, haven't we? Because as we've grown with the company and we've got to know more businesses and build relationships with them, we've spotted a lot more angles to help them. And maybe all it takes is a third party perspective, and that's what we're good at spotting. But cold calling is our bread and butter, live and breathe it. You guys are starting with your consultancy as well, which is great. And one thing we've seen as a company is the podcast. So the We Have a Meeting podcast, obviously. I don't know why I'm introducing it like we're not on it now. But we've seen new business from it. We've seen brand recognition from it. We've seen, just this host of different areas, different ways that a business can be helped and helped to succeed. So yeah, podcast, we're kind of thinking of rolling out as a service, because if we can do it in-house, like we can do with cold calling and new business, we can do it out of the house as well, if that's the right saying. But yeah, I feel like that's another angle we can go down, and I'm excited to kind of see what we can do.
And who better to be trusted with launching podcasts as a service than none other than Rosie Lyons? So, Rosie, why don't you do it as a proper full-on announcement? Hi,
Okay.
I'm Rosie Lyons, and
Okay, so hello everybody. My name's Rosie Lyons, and we are going to be starting podcast as a service. Well, thank you. Thank you. So yeah, I think we're going to take what we know in-house and try to apply it to other businesses struggling to get new business, struggling to get their name out there and build a brand. And I guess we saw use and benefit in like just offering, because people love what they do, or at least we're, I don't know if I'm naive to think that, and they love to speak about it as well. We've learned that from cold calling. People love to talk about their problems, talk about their business, or why they're so great and they don't need us and to get a real job. But yeah, so if we hear that on the phones, what's stopping, you know, business owners from sitting down like this with their ideal client and, you know, getting to know them, getting their name out there in the industry, wanting their ideal clients to come on their podcast as well. So, you know, it's kind of more inbound and, you know, just kind of this whole excitement around new exciting ways of, you know, growing the business, really. Don't know if I've done that a disservice of
No,
announcing it.
you've smashed it. I thought that was beautiful. And there's different ways that you can do it, isn't there? Like there's different things that are part of podcast as a service. But I think it's more so like we know that like social media, LinkedIn and things like that is a great place. So like we utilize our podcast clips and we chop them up and we put them out there, and they've been integral to inbound leads and things like that. It's also part of the nurturing. We had one client that came to us after 7 months, and they said, "I've been listening to the podcast for 7 months. I'm finally at the point where I'm ready to use you." And you've
Oh,
been there
wow.
along that journey. So when people are thinking about you, it's like, how do you become the recognized person in your industry that so when someone says, "Yeah, I do have a leak, I know what plumber I'm going to call." And in this instance, we're the plumbers. And then also like I know one guy that runs a podcast, and he wants to sit down with leaders of like leaders of companies in manufacturing and in industrial companies, and he just invites them on the podcast, and he gets to sit down with them, pick their brains, and then all of a sudden a relationship is formed. So there's many different ways that we can do this and have success with the podcast as a service. What are you excited about, and what are you looking to do, Rosie?
It's a big question. There's a lot to learn, which is probably the not so exciting answer, but I do love to learn and develop and not be complacent. So I guess it's just a new venture and a new challenge, a new thing to learn and be good at. Because naturally, anything I do try enough at, I tend to, you know, win it over, and I'm proud
Oh,
of the kind
stop
of
it.
stuff I achieve. I'm talking about myself, not you, Jack, so sorry.
No, I was saying well done.
Oh yeah, basically. But it does take me an extra second, so I'm ready to get a bit overwhelmed. I'm ready to kind of, you know, because we've all kind of succeeded as a team in getting new business on the phone. So it's like I know that collectively we can go down these other avenues and help businesses with different angles as well. And maybe it's, you know, this new venture that catches on and people actually want, because we don't know that yet, do we? Well, we might know by the time this is out.
We
Never
might
know.
know by the time this is out, but I think that there's other companies that do it, and I think what you've done for us when it comes to like booking incredible guests, all you have to do is scroll through previous episodes and you'll see some of the incredible guests that we've had, some of the comments, some of the inbound leads, some of the bits from there. We know that you can do it. If you've done it for us and you can get our podcast to bring in qualified leads and get us in front of more people, then there's no reason why you wouldn't be able to do that for more people. So podcast as a service, what is it? Like what's involved with it?
Okay, so say you are a business owner and you want to grow your business in different ways. You've tried this, you tried that, you'd want to just, you know, have a new way of doing things. What we offer is kind of a way to do that, a new exciting way to grow your business. We would go out and find you the guests that you'd like to speak to, questions that you'd want to speak about if you don't have your own, you know, or inspiration to ask your own, kind of end-to-end editing. So all you have to basically do is sit down with these people that we book for you. You're at your dream clients, your dream audience, whatever you fancy. And yeah, we'll sort it all out. So all you have to do is turn up, ask the questions, hand us the footage, and we'll post it for you, promote it, you know, cut chop it up and make you look great, hopefully.
And when it comes to say I've got a podcast already, like I've got a podcast, I'm not bragging, I'm just letting you know I've got a podcast, Rosie. And if I was saying like, right, well, I've got a podcast, is there anything you can do for me?
You personally, I'm not too sure because you've already got the best. But yeah, I guess if you've, you know, thinking back to kind of problems we help to solve, if it's too time consuming for you, if you don't have the right kind of traction or skills or resource in house to do it, and you know, you just think that you can reach the next level, but there's some kind of bottleneck in the way. So I guess that's part of my journey as well, to identify all these bottlenecks and how slash if we can help with them, you know, because you in our job we disqualify as well as qualify, right? So we, yeah, we find those pain points that we can help solve in terms of, yeah, time saved, resource, skill, and we kind of take that off your hands.
Okay, so let me just summarize. You know I love a summary.
Sure,
So let me
I'm a
summarize.
waffler.
No, it's good. So podcast as a service, you're launching it, you're in charge, you've done it before and you've been successful. You help podcasts get in front of their ideal customers, so like building an audience. Getting them in front of guests, finding brilliant, saving them time, money by editing and just making their lives really easy. Is there anything you can't do, Rosie Lines?
Oh, I mean, where do I start? Yeah, no, that sounds like a nice summary. Sounds about right. I'm excited. I don't know if you're excited or you're really nervous, Jack, to be trusting me with such a thing, but I've got faith. And if we can do it once, what can we do, Jack?
We can do it twice. I'd trust you with my
Whoa.
life, Rosie Lyons. Right. I'm going to put you on the spot here, Rosie. I'm going to say, we can see the timer. You've got 45 seconds from when I say go. You've got to give me your best elevator pitch, infomercial. You're standing on a stage. There's 100,000 people with lights out. They're chanting, Rosie Lyons, Rosie Lyons. And they're saying, what is podcast as a service? Give me your elevator pitch. Three. Two, one. She's on the spot.
Oof, okay, so podcast as a oh, I've already messed
Start
up.
again, start again, start again.
Okay, unlock your business potential with podcast as a service. Do you have a podcast that isn't reaching its full potential? Some kind of bottleneck in the way, or are you just looking at new exciting ways to grow your business and generate leads? I hate pressure, Jack. I hate it.
You.
I've probably missed some things out there, but if you struggle with that too, come and see us.
Come see us.
Podcast as a service. We'll take the pressure off and we'll help you grow that pipeline and that audience.
Exits are here, here, and here. Well done, Rosie Lyons. That was beautiful.
Don't know what just came over me.
I thought it was wonderful. Okay, people want to work with you. Where can they find you? How can they get in touch?
Oh, it's a good question. Well, I'm Rosie J Lyons on all kind of socials. How do you find me on LinkedIn, Jack? Just my name.
You just search your name or
Search
message me
my
and I'll introduce you. If you want an intro to Rosie Lyons, you gotta come through me first. No, you don't. Just
That's
knock on the
terrible.
door. You'll find us.
Yeah. Just a bit of context. Jack came to me 5 minutes before this and said, "We're going to do a podcast episode promoting your services. Have you ever done this before? No. Are you ready for it? You are. Oh, you're not? Didn't hear you. Let's go."
And
So
that's what
here
we
we
love to
are.
do. Thrown in the deep end and look. You floated. She's a swimmer.
Kind of.
Thank
Kind of.
you.
I've got the
Rosie
armbands on.
Lyons, thank you so much for joining us. I'm very excited for this next venture. You've done
Yes.
incredible things for our podcast. This is a live testimonial of one happy customer. I'm excited to see what you do next.
Thank you so much. And I'm happy I edit these as well, so I can cut out my bullshit. Thanks, boss.
Bye.
Bye.